It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. Welcome to our Tryptophan Recovery Edition of It's Just Politics. So put aside that plate of leftovers and let's talk turkey.
Nice gratuitous Thanksgiving reference there, fella.
Thanks. It was gratuitous because we're really here to talk about money.
Salaries, wages, and how they're becoming an issue in the campaign for governor.
Last week, Democratic hopeful Mark Schauer called for an increase in the state minimum wage, wants to increase the rate to $9.25 an hour over 3 years.
And like we talked about last week, Rick, this is a subtle twist. Not just hammering Governor Snyder over the pension tax, school funding, but trying to give voters something to support, not just be against.
Right. But giving voters things to be against is still an important part of any campaign narrative. And this week, for Democrats and Mark Schauer, following last week, serendipity, a nexus of timing and opportunity.
Dropped onto his table like a big old Thanksgiving cornucopia.
Hey, nice gratuitous Thanksgiving reference.
Well, thank you so much. So here's what happened. The Detroit Free Press revealed over the weekend that the state's pension and investment fund managers just got big, whopping pay hikes. These are the people that invest the state's money, and there were raises in the 80 to 90% range.
Making them some of the highest paid workers in the state of Michigan. At the same time, state employee unions and the Snyder administration have deadlocked in contract talks.
Giving Democrats a chance to take advantage of the optics of the situation, saying this is just more of the same from the Snyder administration. Snyder, a money guy, respecting investment experts, but not the little guy.
This fits so snugly into the Democrats' narrative. The Snyder administration's biggest paychecks go to the business development director, the budget director, and now fund managers, while it takes union contract bargaining down to the wire.
But is it really so crazy to pay these fund managers so much?
Well, Rick Snyder, accountant, CEO, investor, before he ran for governor, has an almost obsessive focus on stabilizing the state's pension obligations. Familiarity sometimes breeds respect, not contempt, and Rick Snyder is someone who knows finance.
And there's a lot at stake. If pension funds aren't invested well, it's taxpayers who are on the hook.
But if public salaries are supposed to reflect public values, should fund manager salaries be so far ahead of everyone else's? Or should this just be a cold-hearted marketplace calculation to win the best talent?
And you can't really say it's entirely one or the other. But let's bring this back to a cold-hearted political calculation.
Sure. In these very, very early stages of the campaign, both sides would like to get a jump on defining their opponent. It's like putting brushstrokes on a canvas.
As a candidate, you have an idea of what you want your political portrait to look like once it's done.
But there's another painter, and not a friendly painter, who's putting brushstrokes on the canvas at the same time as you are. And that's one reason why the art of politics looks more like a Jackson Pollock than the Mona Lisa.
For I am the magic painter.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
It was my idea.